Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistani protests over the British knighthood of author Salman Rushdie have raised concerns for Christians in the country. A mob attack on evangelicals last week may be symptomatic of religious hatred, which appears to have heightened. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner.
It is a matter of harassment, and Pakistani Christians face this on a daily basis. Not being able to get decent work or facing discrimination at the workplace if they can find jobs at all. Persecution isn't just incidents. It is an environment as well, and Pakistani Christians feel very much under pressure.
Next, Bearable Language partner SIM International is requesting prayer for three technicians preparing messages and programming for Words of Hope's radio broadcasts in Benin. With little outside feedback, discouragement is a real threat to the work. However, recently a pastor traveling in the north found a cluster of previously unknown Baraba villages. He reported there were people listening to the gospel broadcast in all of them. Pray for motivation to continue this gospel radio ministry. And Lala, an Indian missionary, started his work in Delhi with just a prayer and a train pass, but later felt called to full-time ministry. Today, there's a growing church in Chandigarh as a result of Lala's ministry. You can help his mission work there. Moy Padidi says,
Bibles for the World has been recruiting churches and individual believers here to sponsor a sector. When they sponsor a sector, it means they provide the Gospel of John or the New Testament for all the households. There are 5,000 families in each sector.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.